This is episode 459, recorded May 12th, 2017. Packard pokes at Nuclear Stew. I want to thank Atheist Ranger from the chat room for this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far east coast is the Atheist Ranger.
Hello, how are you?
And joining you just from the south of the ill that is Illinois is Matt.
Hello, everybody.
There you go. I hadn't quite finished introducing you.
I'm sorry. It's been a very long day.
Yeah, yes, it has. What a fucking week this has been. This is just, I don't know what it is. It must be the heat or the humidity or it's something. I don't know. Because or it's maybe somebody, they're putting stuff in the water. They're putting something in the water.
That's it. That's what it is.
They're driving us crazy.
Actually, if you come down here, they are putting stuff in the water. I don't know what they are. They are dumping in Lake Michigan, but they are dumping stuff in there.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Unless you've been living under a rock or you're not interested in politics, well, bye. James Comey, the one that brought out the a week before the election last year, said, well, we got more emails we're going to look at, and maybe we're going to investigate those. And then 2 days later, it's like, oh, nope, I guess we're not. Well, it was actually more like 3 days, but whatever. Well, if you haven't heard, he's been
fired.
Canned. Shit canned. Gave him the old heave-ho. You know what the funniest part about getting fired like this is that he learned from news reports that he was being fired while addressing a Bureau of Employees in Los Angeles while Comey spoke. Television screens in the background right behind him because apparently they're watching TV while they're doing all this shit. They said that the TV screens in the background began flashing the news. In response to the reports, Mr. Comey laughed and said it was a fairly funny prank. Shortly thereafter, Trump's letter arrived at the FBI headquarters in Washington. So they didn't bother waiting till he got back to Washington. He was out in California when he got let go. And this is the party that was saying, hey, he's a great guy and thank you for all the fish, you know, basically for throwing us a bone and making sure that we finagled the election and all kinds of happy horse shit. And Trump is not even sure of why he actually fired him because he says, oh, he's a showboat. That's not a reason to fire somebody. He's doing this, that, and the other thing that has anything relationship to why he should be fired. And then and one of the things that he said, you're getting fired because the way you treated Clinton for the emails. Why did you wait 6 months to do that?
If Trump is saying that, mm-hmm. I mean, he was complaining about that nothing was being done about the emails.
Yes.
During the whole campaign.
Yeah,
I specifically remember him saying during one of the debates, you know, they should have checked into this and blah blah blah. You know, I mean, he was complaining about it. And now he's saying, oh, well, he was picking on Clinton or doing whatever. Really?
Yeah,
he needs to get his stuff straight here.
Yeah, he's all over the fucking map. And the thing is, this came on the heels of him asking for more money to do more investigations on the Russia scandal.
Right.
And this is not the first one. It's the third one. Mm-hmm. Is everybody that's been in the FBI that has said, hey, we need to look into the scandal. Oh, you're fired because mm-hmm. reasons.
I think Trump doesn't want something to be exposed.
Yeah, it's beginning to look like that. It's getting worse all the time. Atheist Ranger, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I wasn't really surprised because anyone who's even come close to even investigating Trump is, as you just said, they're getting fired. I honestly think he has, not that I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I think he has something to hide. Or else why the fuck would he be firing all these people? To me, yeah. He has something to hide.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't seem to recall Trump wanting him fired when he Comey was investigating Hillary.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He didn't call for that. If he had, that'd been a different story. But all this shit is coming up later like this. I'm not buying it. I am seriously fucking not buying it.
Neither am I.
There's a show on Fox. It's called The Last Man on Earth. If you've been keeping up with that show, they ended the show with a segment where all the nuclear power plants in the area are starting to go belly up. Because if that hit where all the people were to disappear from the planet for whatever reason, or a good portion of them, these nuclear reactors or sites or whatever would start going pop, pop, fizz, fizz, and oh, what a fucking terrifying thing this is.
Yep.
But we were actually dealing with something that like that that happened just recently in the last few days out in Washington State. A portion of an underground tunnel containing a rail cars filled with radioactive waste collapsed Tuesday at a sprawling storage facility in a remote area of Washington State. That's where our co-host Connie is from. Forcing an evacuation of workers at the site that made plutonium for nuclear weapons for decades after World War II. Officials detected no release of radiation at the Hartford Nuclear Reservation and no workers were injured. However, the workers inside were told not to eat or drink anything as well, and a good portion of the area was evacuated just for safety's sake. The tunnels are hundreds of feet long with about 8 feet or 2.4 meters soil covering them. The cause of the collapse is not immediately known. Now, it was discovered as part of a routine inspection that occurred during a massive cleanup that had been underway since the 1980s, which has cost more than $2 billion a year.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. The expected work is supposed to take place until, get this, 2060. I don't think anybody with a male atheist ranger might live to see 2060. I don't think I'm going to live to see 2060. If I'm lucky, I'll live to see 2060.
I don't know, man. I mean, living to see 69 with the fucking junk I put in my mouth, I doubt it. And I'm not just talking about food either.
And the cost is going to cost over $100 billion by that time. Now they were apparently they were studying a area that had collapsed to determine how to create a barrier between the contaminated equipment and the tunnel and the outside air. Now workers again were evacuated and several hundreds further away were told to remain indoors for several hours. Yeah, this is kind of a weird situation. I mean, we haven't had to deal with anything like this. The closest thing that we've seen like this was over in Russia a number of years ago when that power plant over there.
Yeah, Chernobyl.
Back in 80s. Yes, thank you. Yeah. So the only way that they could contain that was to put a big, like a bomb shelter around the plant there. They had to build a new wall and things like that around it. So that's terrifying.
Certainly is. You know, you never know what you're sitting on. I mean, we're back where I could be living could have been a nuclear bomb site at one time for all I know, you know, or something else.
Yeah.
It's toxic or something. You know, you just never know.
Yeah. Makes you want to go out and buy a Geiger counter. Just gonna know
you see all these people who are living in, you know, like in brand new houses, and all of a sudden they got all this mold and stuff, and you know, and the ground's all full of mold, and it transfers into the home, and people get sick, and their kids get sick. It's disgusting.
Yeah, no, in Wisconsin, I can't say for every other state, but I know in certain areas of Wisconsin we have a natural forming of radiation. It's called radon,
and radon gas.
Yeah, radon gas.
And we have that here too.
Oh, you have that there too. Okay, the radon gas it leaks in from the soil and it leaks into your home, and it's like getting 1,000 chest x-rays 100 times a day.
Right. So
you can get bad cancer from this shit.
Yeah, my brother, when he sold his townhome, he had to have a test done for that, for the radon gas, and it was pretty high, actually. But I guess where it was, because it's like in the middle of nowhere, you know, that's just how it was.
Now, the difference between radon gas and what happened out in Washington State is that those things can be fixed. I mean, you can get that under control,
right?
But this will be a bigger situation, especially since they were with rail cars, stuff filled with toxic waste or whatever in them. Atheist Ranger, what is your take on this?
Well, let me first start by saying I'm very glad that no one was hurt. I actually had my aunt and my uncle and my cousins, the whole family, they actually, once a long time ago though, had to move out of their apartment building because it was, I guess, I don't know if infested is the word, but it was like full of radon from previous owners.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's something that can be fixed. It's a heavy procedure to do, but I mean, it can be fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is far from radon, of course, but.
Well, I mean, it's like asbestos, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of these buildings were made back in the, you know, 20s and 30s,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they never knew it was bad. And now people are getting this mesothelioma or whatever it's called.
Mesothelioma. Yeah. I can't pronounce it. I can hear it in my head. I just can't get it out of my mouth.
Yeah. And, you know, people are getting sick and dying and getting cancer and all that stuff. I mean, you just never know.
This thing that happened in Washington State, is it going to have any, like, negative effects on the environment? Do we know? Or?
I don't think so, because it seems like that. If it seems to be fairly contained right now, it doesn't look like there's anything going on as far as there's any serious risk that to the general public. But I mean, that was a possibility. That was, of course, a possibility. That's why they said for the surrounding areas to stay indoors for the next several hours. Don't go outside because that shit could get in the air. You wouldn't even know it. That's the thing about radiation, is it penetrates you and you have no idea it's there. Let me put it like this. Everything that's around you has some form of radiation on it. A little bit, not a lot. You're radioactive. I'm radioactive. Matt's radioactive. Atheist Ranger's radioactive. Bananas are even more radioactive than we are, but we still eat them. But those are nominal radiation levels that we endure every day. So that's not a big deal. But these major consolidations of radiation are worse to deal with, of course.
That's true. I mean, look at the what happened to some Japanese when the atomic bomb was dropped. I mean, people who weren't anywhere near the blast, you know, some of them did end up dying from radiation poisoning because they got too far to, you know, the blast site. If I right. remember correctly.
Yeah. Then that radiation gets up in the upper atmosphere and then it can travel along with the jet stream. So.
Well, it's also weird. You know, like when train wrecks, you know, rail cars that are transporting chemicals and stuff. And, you know, yeah. there's a derailment and the, you know, everything gets damaged, you know, ammonia leaks sometimes, you know, harmful chemicals that are being spewed up into the air and everyone's got to evacuate and, you know, yep. people get sick from it.
Yeah. That usually happens like with oil trains that usually end up crashing for whatever reason too.
While we are poking at your news, you can poke us at Facebook and Twitter. Or poke us with an email at ppapodcast@gmail.com. Or leave us a message at 662-709-PPAP. Join us live on YouTube/PackardPokeSet on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Be part of the conversation by live chatting with us during the show. Enjoy the show? Help support us by becoming a monthly patron at patreon.com/PackardPokeSet. Or look awesome by buying something at cafepress.com/PackardPokeSet. No money, no problem. You can help us by sharing the show with friends and rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable...
Fire! Fire! Fire!
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. And be sure to check out our secondary show, our secondary podcast, The Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe. A new episode dropped yesterday morning-ish. I forgot to get everything uploaded and ready to go, but it's been a very trying, busy week this week. But it did get it out earlier in the morning. It was still morning anyway, so about 8 or 9 o'clock. Usually it's at 7 a.m., so you got it later in the day. But it's there.
What if we pick the wrong religion? Every week we're just making God madder and madder.
Testify!
The Norwegian party have finally done something that should have been done and should be done across the planet, in regards to religion. There's this thing that the religions want to do, and this goes back to the Bible and a lot of other religions, is that they feel that it's okay to take and mutilate their children. No, that's not saying that they get to cut off their arms or legs or whatever, things like that, because that'd be fucking horrific anyway. But the fact is that they are doing male circumcision. Any circumcision that is not medically necessary is just horrible. These people think that their imaginary sky wizard made man, but to have some kind of covenant with their imaginary sky wizard, they say, hey, you have a penis. Let's take a little bit of skin off, because that shows that we're a part of your body, your weird thingamabobber. The whole process is fucking retarded. The fact is that males can die from getting their junk circumcised, especially as a young child. And the fact is that we're still doing this in 2017 is absolutely horrid. The political party in Norway basically voted to ban the circumcision for men under the age of 16 years. So if you're under age 16, you can't say, hey, I want little Johnny's pee-pee trimmed or whatever, just because of my religion. I have had these weird conversations with women. And the reason why that sometimes they say that they have it done is because, oh, it looks better. Woman, that's your child. You're not supposed to be fantasizing about your kid's junk. Just because you think it looks better on your husband doesn't mean you should be have it look better on your child.
It's more than just retarded. I mean, I've seen fucking videos, and I've seen, I guess, like picture memes of this. And I'm sorry, but to me, it looks like a fucking rabbi giving a newborn a fucking blowjob. That's what it looks like, honestly.
Yeah. Well, that's with rabbis. I mean, current medical procedures, they do it where they have this little device and it sticks it inside the under the head, the skin of the penis, and it kind of, they cut it around. It's like it's a, I don't know. I can't describe it. You have to look it up. That's what they do in modern procedures. They wait a couple days and then they do it then.
Well, I mean, I've seen the videos and it just looks like a fucking rabbi giving a newborn a blowjob. That's what it looks like to me. And
That's a different. Well, it's the same procedure that what you're talking about. There is a circumcision that is done by Jews. They call it a bris. When they do it, they do the same basic thing, but then they suck on the child's penis to suck away the blood. That's just disgusting.
Yeah,
that's just disgusting. But I mean, in the hospital procedures, they don't do it like that. They don't say, "Hey, let's call a rabbi and suck the little boy's dick."
Oh, I didn't know hospitals did. I thought it was just a religious thing.
No, it is a religious thing, but I mean, they still do it in the hospitals. It's still being done in the hospitals.
Oh yeah, exactly. No, absolutely not.
I don't see the point of circumcision at all.
Me neither.
Yeah. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
You know? Yes. The thing is, and I've had these conversations. Now, the ironic one is I was having it with some Jewish woman. She was saying this was her excuse. And this is a very fairly wide excuse, that it makes it easier to clean. Okay, lady, I got to tell you, your son is not going to have a problem cleaning it, because that's where his hand is going to be for the better part of his life. If you all you have to do is you just roll back the skin and then you clean it. It's not a big deal. Just because it makes it easier for you to clean it, maybe while the child is very young, doesn't mean anything. Yeah, Matt, your thoughts?
It's fine. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, back then, you know, back in the day, people were doing it, whether it was for religious reasons or not, they were just doing it just to do it, I guess. Now it's more people aren't doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Unless you're like Jewish or, you know, whatever other religion does it. It's like if you were left-handed, there was something wrong with you back then.
Yeah.
You know, that's why there are more right-handed people than left-handed people. What's the difference?
Exactly. Well, being left-handed, I mean, it's just a natural thing. It's either some people are more predominant on one side of their body than they are the other. That's all.
Right.
And the thing is, now advocates are claiming that the circumcision resulted in mental and physical harm to children and was a serious violation of human rights. And I agree. I would have to agree
with that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the Norwegian Prime Minister Erna Solberg, the heads of coalition between the Conservatives and Progressive Party, which is the third largest party in the country with 29 of the 169 seats in the parliament. Now, this party leader Sev Jensen told the newspaper after posting newspaper, whatever it is, that she was against forbidding it. Just because you want to cut up your child means you're a bad person, I think.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that, or what you said.
Yeah.
100%.
Leave your kids' junk alone. If they want to get it cut off later in life, that's up to them. Let them have that time with it, because, and I've heard this, I can't speak to this because I don't have the hood and everything like that anymore. I'm circumcised. So I don't know about Ranger. Are you?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you could tell us. Now, I've heard this, that because for men who are circumcised, there is less sensitivity because there are nerve endings in that part of the skin. So when you cut that off, you're exposing it, and then it's like a little hood. It protects it from while you're moving around your daily activity. And I was listening to one other podcast. He said he wasn't circumcised either, and he said he pulled it back and just let it out for the day and walked throughout his day, and it kept getting aroused and everything like that very, very easily because it was very, very sensitive. Would you say that would be about accurate?
With me, no. I mean, I get the usual morning wood, but that's about it. It's not very sensitive.
But if you were to say pull it back and then just leave it exposed, as it were, to be rubbing against your underclothing for the day or a week or longer, I mean, you'd start feeling that, I'm sure, wouldn't you? It would be a little bit more sensitive.
If I went commando, sure, I probably would.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I just kind of want to touch on that, so. As it were. So ladies, don't touch the pee-pee, because, or the guys who want to, you know, make you all look alike down there. So either way.
Well, Lisa Lampanelli said it best. She says, you know, she's been with a lot of men, and, you know, she commented on men's genitalia who are uncircumcised. She says it's like a big giant earthworm.
It's 2017. Can we stay of each other's genitals, please?
Yes.
It's the Onion Radio News.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
You know, there is a lot of things in life that when you're younger or you're just kind of prone to doing stit, you have a tendency to, well, maybe take something that didn't quite belong to you for whatever reason. And I'm not saying that's a good thing ever. But if you're going to steal something, don't let it be stew. Because apparently Jonathan Carlos Ray, he was arrested back in 2015 for stealing stew from his mother. Now, a New Mexico man was arrested back then in 2015 for breaking into his mother's home and taking a pasalol stew and had his charges dropped. Jonathan Ray ran off with the stew after his mother explicitly told him that he couldn't have any. You don't get any stew. No stew for you. So he breaks in. He's like, that must be some good fucking stew. If you're going to break in and go after this shit. I have no idea there's a picture of it here. It looks fairly interesting. It looks like it's served with some Doritos or some kind of dip on the side there. And some kind of pasta. I don't know. What is that? Got chicken in there or something? I don't know. But it looks fairly decent. Now, Ray's mother came home later to find her gate open and the garage door broken and the stew missing. That's the first thing I look for is if I were to come home and find my door busted wide open, I'm going immediately to the refrigerator to find out what food has been taken.
Exactly.
That's the last thing in my mind. I'm thinking, okay, the house has been broken into. Something else has been stolen, obviously. So what's going on? The last thing is I'm going to be looking for is food in the refrigerator. Now, the judge dismissed the case only because the only witnesses to the alleged crime was him and his mother. So
they didn't believe the cat, huh?
Yeah, didn't believe the cat. Cat said, what'd you see? Meow. You know, that's not admissible in court. Sorry.
You know, if you're going to break into your mother's home, at least steal a wallet as well.
Yeah.
Well, at least make it worth your time. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. This sounds like a reject episode of The Jeffersons.
This would have been a better episode, actually, probably, than
people get arrested over the weirdest things, you know?
Yeah. I'm glad that they dropped the charge because it's fucking retarded. It's fucking retarded to say, hey, you stole stew and I'm going to take and throw you in jail over you stealing stew from the fucking house.
I mean,
if nothing else, you charge him with breaking and entering and you charge him with damage to the garage. That is if he did it, you know, but
could you imagine being in jail and, you know, somebody asks you, hey, what you in for? I stole some stew. I mean, come on.
What you in for there? I killed 5 men. What you in for? I bought a prostitute. What you in for? I stole my mama's stew. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Come over here. I'm going to show you some stew. The stupidity. Just the pure stupidity.
Fuck the motherfucker. Fuck the motherfucker. Fuck the motherfucker. He's a fucking motherfucker. Fuck the motherfucker. Fuck the fucking fucker. Fuck the motherfucker. He's a total fucking fucker. Fuck the motherfucker. Fuck the motherfucker. Fuck the motherfucker. Fucking fuck the motherfucker. Fuck the motherfucker. Fuck the motherfucking pope.
And tonight's for our Pope on the Rope, we're going to be talking about John the 12th. All right, let's pull up his picture here. Doesn't he look cute?
Wow.
Yeah. Now, this is our Pope number 8. Now, this comes from the Respect Existence or Expect Resistance website there. Now, this Pope was 16 years old. Now, I did a little bit of research on this. Now, from what I read, he was actually between the age of 17 and 24 when he became Pope. That's pretty fucking young. That's pretty fucking young. He served 2 terms at this time. Now, his first term was December 16th, or 955 to December 6th, 963 for 8 years and 365 days. First time, he was deposed in 1963 by the Emperor Otto, invalidating the end of Sanctum Obscurum, or whatever it is. But then he was later reestablished back in February 26th of 964 to May 14th, 964 for 78 days, because at that time he was murdered. Because the fact is that he was found having sex with somebody else's wife or his mistress. And when the husband burst into the bedroom and discovered him having sex with his wife, obviously, and beat his skull in with a hammer. Damn.
That's why priests can't have sex with women.
Yeah, apparently. That's just so bizarre. Anthony Stranger, your thoughts?
Oh, man. This guy sounds this guy sounds incredible. But, I mean, hey, man, you live by your penis, you die by your penis.
That's one way of looking at it, I suppose. This is what I got from the wiki page here. It says sometime before his death in 954, Abrahamic administered an oath to the Roman nobles in St. Peter's, providing the next vacancy for the papal chair would be filled by his son Octavius, who by this stage had entered the church. With his father's death and without opposition, he succeeded his father's death. His father is Princeps, whatever it is, of Rome's, somewhere between the age of 17 and 24. So that's when he got in there. He was about 16, 17 years old. So nowadays, there's like, if they get a pope in there, he's like about 100,000 years old, and he's like all looks like he's ready for retirement already. We've talked about popes on here that have killed their previous pope to get the position. And this one here, he's fucking teenager and he's in there. That's just so bizarre.
That is weird.
It is.
Yeah.
Any thoughts, Matt?
It's just that, you know, from being a Catholic, when priests are, you know, going to the priesthood, they swear to celibacy and that's that. Here, this guy's, you know, banging some chick and he gets murdered because he was banging one of his mistresses. And the husband found out about it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe this is when celibacy started, you know?
Maybe, because we've talked about a lot of these popes that were very sexually active, and they were having wild sex parties, or they were getting a lot of the women that they were with pregnant, and they had a lot of illegitimate children running around. Mm-hmm. So this is not a new thing. This is definitely not a new thing for them.
Right. But I wonder if, like, you know, how the celibacy thing started. You know, I wonder if this is how it started. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, maybe this is the reason why they started going with the celibacy thing. It's like, hey, we got too many people getting knocked up and murdered for having sex. So, new rule. If you want to be here, you got to make sure you don't have sex with anybody. And if you want to go and, you know, slap the clown around by yourself, you just go right ahead. But don't tell us about it, and don't take anybody back to the back room with you. So it's like those hotels back in the day where they'd say no women pass this point, or if you were in a women's version of it, no men pass this point where you can't go upstairs with somebody of the opposite gender for whatever reason, you know. So, all right, well, we got to get out of here. I want to thank everybody that came to the show, and we'll be back on Wednesday at 5 p.m. Central Time. And if you can, please make a donation over to our Patreon account. And there's a new one where you can donate if you want to. It's paypal.me/PackardPokesat. If you want to make a direct donation, we're taking direct donations that way now as well. This has been Packard Pokesat. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.